supporting our livestock farmers. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
And ultimately, we work to protect farmers and ranchers from the threat of activist organizations.
Kay Johnson Smith is president and CEO of the nonprofit Animal Agriculture Alliance. And she says the organization, which is made up of a number of national companies that represent the livestock industry, was formed back in 1987 as a unified voice for the animal agriculture industry.
We work to connect the entire animal ag industry across all segments of animal agriculture to engage influencers and media and through social media to help share the message of animal agriculture and to correct a lot of misinformation by groups that are opposed to raising animals for food.
Kay Johnson Smith says she wishes the Animal Ag Alliance wasn't formed 30 years ago, but obviously there continues to be a need for the organization to speak up for farmers and ranchers because the animal rights and environmental activist groups are continuing their efforts to put an end to livestock production.
They really try to misrepresent farmers and ranchers to the public, and unfortunately today, you know, the most of the American public is 4 to 5 generations removed from the farm, and so they're very susceptible to messages by groups that look like they're trying to help animals, but really their goal is to totally take meat, milk, and eggs off of our plates.
As Smith says, with the general public for the most part several generations removed from the farm, the activist groups are now targeting millennials more than ever with smear campaigns toward animal agriculture, and she believes the effort from the Alliance and other farm groups is going to have to step up to keep harmful legislation from becoming law.
A lot of them tell people they spend money on rescuing dogs and cats. They're really spending their millions and millions of dollars on legislative proposals, legislative campaigns, smear campaigns, all trying to drive animal agriculture out of business.
And for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.